Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. And my goodness, OLECAP is one way to get involved. And we have today with us Jane Covella of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and Kim Redmond of the Nutrition Services component of that organization. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. You know, I'm relatively new to the area, and I've heard about OLECAP. Could you help me understand a little bit about the overarching entity that houses your program, Jane?
Olympic Community Action Program is a CAP program. It's a community action program, which can be found in many states all over the place. Here it's the Olympic Peninsula. We cover people that need services for LIHEAP, for getting help with utility bills, and also senior nutrition programs, the Head Start programs. There's also the helping with people that are homeless and need to go into shelters, so finding a place for them temporarily as they're looking for a permanent housing opportunity.
Is it fair to say that OLECAP? Oh, now, is it OLECAP or
OLECAP?
OLECAP. Yes. I'm gonna have to get that straight. OLECAP really focuses on critical community needs.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, immediate needs.
Yes, and OLECAP recently did a community needs assessment study, and that's done on a about a three-year basis, I believe, mm-hmm. and that is to just find out what the critical needs are, as they are always changing in a community.
Did you learn anything substantially different in terms of the hierarchy of need or importance on that critical needs assessment?
We did, and it's a great opportunity if people want to learn more about it to go to our website, OLECAP.org. They can actually read the entire community needs assessment
as
it was prepared, yeah. And it's really detailed, and it provides a lot of information for both Jefferson and Clallam County.
That's right. You serve both of those counties.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to stay at this higher level, OLECAP has about 24 programs, or is it the Retired Senior Volunteer Program that has 24 sites?
It's the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. It has 24 sites alone where we can find a volunteer opportunity for people that are interested.
Well, I was incredibly impressed. You sent me some information before our interview, and it was mind-blowing that you have nearly 240 volunteers at this point.
Yes,
this year.
That's correct, and that's just in the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. We have another program that's for people that don't fit into the guidelines of our program, or they're younger than 55 years of age, and so we also try to refer them to community sponsors that need volunteers.
Well, what was so impactful when I read your information is that this is a federal program that's been around for, 50 years or so?
Yes, it was started by Congress in 1965 to ensure that the skills and knowledge of older citizens, 55 and up, are shared with community members of all ages across the nation. And OLECAP became the nonprofit sponsor for that program in 1972.
Oh, I see. So that's how RSVP fits mm-hmm. into the OLECAP.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, I was struck by, how codified and supported it would appear that volunteers are, in that you said about 240 volunteers at this point, which equates to a substantial impact in the local community. Can you talk a little bit about the dollars derived, or the estimated dollars that it seems that volunteers impact us?
Yes. Volunteers, the volunteer rate in the state of Washington for 1 hour of work is coded at $30.04 per hour. So with our the 240-some volunteers that we have serving, just from the beginning of January through right now, have put in nearly 30,000 hours, so 29,878 hours. And this contribution to our communities, and this is speaking about Port Townsend, Sequim, and Port Angeles areas in both Clallam and Jefferson counties, is valued at over $897,000, and we're not through the year yet.
That's remarkable, Kim. I just can't. Now, that's, Kim, they're not talking it. It's just the volunteer hours. It's not dollars donated for food or nutrition. That is just volunteer hours. As you said, rated at a $30 value. And Sue, your volunteers, it clearly you pay attention to these volunteers, and I can only imagine that the messaging is the value they bring, not only in dollars, but in that community building from your organization.
Yes, it's all about meeting critical needs, putting the skills that you have, that you've earned over your lifetime to work in your community, and bringing something to your community.
Well, you also have something that brings full circle, the appreciation. There's a recognition event for your organization?
Yes. Every year in the spring, we do a annual volunteer appreciation event. This past year we had students from the Olympic Peninsula Academy who were homeschooled students perform at our event, and we had people there to speak about what they were doing at the food banks for service to their communities, and we had someone that was there raffling off a computer from just a it's a refurbished computers that are taken care of like from donations and then put back into use to people that need them. And so we had a volunteer that was just enthusiastic about over, you know, just shouting and almost bouncing out of her chair because she was receiving a computer, which she really needed for a job and getting interviews and all that. So anyhow, we do that. It's a place for people from different sites to get together and just talk with each other, share their stories about volunteering, and see that they're really truly appreciated.
So you mentioned, we talked earlier about it, 24 sites that the RSVP program helps slot people in. So if I'm someone interested in volunteering, walk me through the process. Initially, I would be talking to you via the website or fill out an application, or can I call you or come in?
You would probably, it would be just like the volunteer, possible volunteer that just called me just before I came here today, who called. He read information on our website, saw our flyers, and was interested. So calling in to get the initial information, figuring out what type of opportunity you're interested in. I go through all of the different sites that are available, what the job tasks entail. I mentioned to the volunteer that's totally flexible upon their schedule and that they can arrange it on the days of the week that they would like to be there. For some of our jobs such as senior nutrition or tutoring, we like to have people that can commit to doing it on a steady basis because it's really critical for the needs of what they're doing to do that. But then following up with that, then they would fill out the application, which we have online at www.olicap.org. You can go under volunteer opportunities, and you can also click on the site for the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and read newsletters and information about our program. And basically, that's it.
Does the website offer an overview of some of those volunteer tasks or locations if they wanted to just do a little research? Say they live in Sequim and they want to figure out how to connect. Would they find those site information, or would it be more helpful for them to be calling you directly?
It's probably more helpful to call directly because then we can really drill down to exactly what they're going to need to do for paperwork. We can arrange to meet at our office, which is at 823 Commerce Loop. If you're in Port Townsend, if you're in Port Angeles, that is at the Senior and Community Center in Port Angeles. And
you have an office also in Sequim, do I understand?
No, there's no office there.
So you've got three locations.
The best areas to come in would be at 823 Commerce Loop in Port Townsend for at the OLICAP office there. There is an OLICAP office in Port Angeles, but our volunteer coordinator for the RSVP program is located at a very convenient location at the Port Angeles Senior and Community Center.
Oh, nice.
And that's located upstairs at 328 East 7th Street. And both of us can be called for any information about the program. My phone number is 360-385-2571. Becky Acevedo's phone number is 360-460-2458.
And these are the folks that we can talk to just to get a little bit of an idea of some of the volunteer opportunities. And if I asked to do something that required training, I mean, how prepared do I need to be when I come in? Say, for example, the tutoring.
We arrange with each school site and the principals to have tutoring done at the site. So any kind of knowledge that you'll need to know before you start working with the children, if you're tutoring, working at the food banks, if you're helping to give out food to clients, will be done and shared with you at the site. But we also do have a volunteer handbook, which is posted online and which we give out to volunteers that don't have a computer to read.
I think it's really wonderful that you make it so easy to volunteer in the ways that you will communicate information and the variety of opportunities that you have. We talked just briefly about tutoring, but one of the things I want to make sure we have time for is to talk about the Senior Nutrition Program with Kim. And I was really intrigued by this program because I've had a personal experience with volunteering in a food setting where it was really a challenge for us to actually get folks to engage with this opportunity to come in for a meal. So not only the nutrition program, it consists of two opportunities.
Right,
is that right?
Right. We have the congregate meals, which has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with coming in and sitting down and having meals with your peers. And a big part of that is to make sure that they continue their social activities. They get out and meet with each other. They have dinner with each other. And these are often the same people that come to these meals. And we do those four nights a week. Right now in two locations, Port Angeles and at Tri-Area Community Center. We'll be starting up a new one in Sequim here within the next couple of weeks. We also do lunches here at the Port Townsend Community Center, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We also have a contract with the Forks Community Hospital, the restaurant there, where they serve congregate meals to our pre-qualified clients.
And do you have a delivery system as well?
We also have home-delivered meals, and each both congregate and home delivered just require a little bit of paperwork ahead of time. The qualifications are 60 years of age or older. For home delivered meals, generally the intent is that people be homebound, but there are times when people could actually get out, but maybe they're just at an age where they're just done cooking. And I've had people say that, I'm just not going to cook anymore. We're going to bring them meals. We want to make sure that we're filling their nutritional needs. And that's a big part of allowing people to age in place. And that's
so
becoming
true.
Very important in our
so
communities.
True. The social engagement, if you can get out and about,
right.
Reconnecting, you know,
yes.
Your peers and your friends are making sure, where has Beth been for the last 3 weeks, right?
Right.
And then the delivery system, which is another touch point to say, how are you doing?
Exactly. And that's a big part of it. We deliver once a week, but we're using volunteers for that, which is critical. We absolutely could not pull off this program without the help of the volunteers that Jane provides, and she's phenomenal at that. But they all are trained. They understand when they're delivering meals, they're not just dropping it off. It's not Domino's. They actually will talk to the people. It may be, for some of these people, the only time in a week that they actually talk to somebody else.
Mm.
So we're making sure, hi, how are you feeling? Getting a sense of, do they understand our conversation? Are they okay? We're looking at the surroundings, just generally making sure they're all right, and monitoring their food intake, because there are some times when we'll deliver meals only to discover they haven't touched the meals from the previous week.
So these volunteers come in and they do a gentle query about how was dinner last week, or how are you feeling, or did you like the chili?
Exactly. or what didn't you like? We get a lot of that. And so we get regular feedback from the volunteer drivers. If they're concerned about somebody, they let us know, and then we have protocol, because obviously there's privacy issues. So we do what we can to make sure that we're taking care of the seniors, not just the nutritional side of it, but also kind of the gatekeepers.
We're providing companionship. Yes. That's all about what our focus for our healthy futures for those programs, such as transportation, providing meals to seniors and doing the home-delivered meals. It's all about, we also have an adult daycare program that we send volunteers to for respite care for the caregivers. All of it's about providing companionship to people. And sometimes they're homebound individuals that can't get out. They don't have family or friends nearby. They need someone to help converse with and to be in touch with them and know that somebody cares about them.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if I were wanting to volunteer in this program, say, as the transportation piece of delivering the meals, well, I just show up. The meals are prepared. Do we travel in a group of two? Do I go by myself? What does a typical day look like for someone delivering?
So typically, our deliveries are done on Thursday. We have a warehouse in Port Townsend. We have a driver that drops off the meals in bulk. They're frozen meals. And then we have site coordinators. They'll sort the meals out and have them ready, packaged up in bags and ready. The volunteer drivers will show up, and they have their route sheets every week, and so they know who they're going to see. And that's another component, is those people that are receiving the meals know that they can depend on us to be there every single week. There's one thing they know is going to happen every single week. We're going to show up with their meals. We'll talk to them and see
how it goes. It's super important having that touch point. I was reading that 25% of our seniors live alone in the Port Townsend area. And the income level is pretty lean for these folks. So this really means a lot.
It's huge. We're delivering approximately 550 meals every week.
There is a huge need for these volunteers.
And we have sites that we are yet to get to, and that's why we need volunteers. We need volunteers for Quilcene, for Brennan. We need volunteers for Clearup and Joyce. I mean, there is a lot of need out there, and we need to feed these people.
And it's
we just
need help 3 hours a week, week basically. Yes. I mean, a shift would be 1 day a week, and a powerful, growing relationship with those folks that you are saying hello to once a week.
It's huge.
What if I am someone who has a family member that I sense would benefit from this program? What is the way to help our seniors that are in need get enrolled?
Please have them call me. We do have flyers. We do have paperwork, but they can call me at any time, 360-385-2571, extension 6337. I can talk to the people right then. We can get the paperwork done. The process is we need information on them. A big part of our funding is through O3A, which is the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. And so to satisfy that contract, we have to make sure we have all of our paperwork in order. We get the information. We can typically start the people the same week. We can start delivery. So,
now, would you talk to a concerned family member, say, you know, my Uncle Joe is being so stubborn. He doesn't leave the house. He's broken his hip.
Yes.
He needs help.
And a lot.
So you would talk to me as the niece.
Yeah, we hear it a lot. And all that we ask, because we always have to do a site visit, we want to know who we're going to be seeing. We want to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, lovely.
So we would talk to you. We would ask you to make sure that they know we're going to be getting in touch with them, so there's not some call out of the blue that they don't recognize. And then we'll go do a site visit, get their signature on the paperwork, and get them signed up for the program.
Well, good grief. There's so much to talk about, Jane. We only just touched a little bit on the nutrition, slightly on tutoring. Would you mind coming back, Jane?
Oh, I can come back anytime.
I'd love to. And Kim Redmond, I'm delighted in meeting you. And I just know that it's soul food.
It is.
It is
very good.
Very, very much needed and appreciated. And if you're listening to this program today, and everybody can, do consider some time with the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. It's a fantastic entity that's been around several decades with a process that says you are important and we care and it matters what you do, the 1 hour, the 5 hours, the weekly. Thank you for joining me today at Everybody Can.
You're welcome.
It was a real delight. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our sound and editing today is in the expert hands of Jared Dufresne, one of our many dedicated volunteers at KPTZ. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and important conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.